Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Hi. Good night, everybody. Oh, that doesn't work. And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Of course, I was doing a tribute to John Fetterman before. No better way to begin than saying hello or hi. Good night, everybody. And that actually is one of many, many notable lines in this amazing campaign that is just drawing to its climax, to its end. It is Election Day. Democracy may not be on the ballot, but John Fetterman definitely is in a very close race in Pennsylvania. We will bring you the very latest on that. And there's a fascinating point that is made by Matt Bai over at the Washington Post. And it's an answer to those people, and there are many, many, many of them. They've all jumped on board saying that the Democrats have actually blown this election because they've done such a poor job of messaging. Matt Bai says messaging isn't the Democrats' problem with the midterms. Reality is their problem. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. But first off, having sleepless nights because of all the excitement and anticipation of the election and election night, and with all kinds of reports about them not being able to get definitive results tonight. It may be till tomorrow morning. It may be till Wednesday night. It could be a long time for some of these very close races. But with all of that, with sleepless nights, rock star Greg Tomlin and Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, my two associates on the show, compiled a collage of favorite and magical moments from the Democratic campaign in this 2022 election. Listen.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
Our democracy is on the ballot.
Democracy on the ballot. It's not just a slogan.
But losing this democracy could very well be the end of the world.
I believe that we will hold the House.
When I hear people talk about inflation, as I heard in there, we have to change that subject.
I cannot wait to cast the deciding vote to break the filibuster on voting rights and reproductive rights. I cannot wait.
Abortion ban bill. Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms in our country.
That's an applause line.
Hi. Good night, everybody. I'm running to serve Pennsylvania.
Why don't the American people, according to the surveys, trust Democrats, but instead trust Republicans?
I don't subscribe to what you said, that they don't trust us.
People here defund the police, but you know what they'll say? Say reallocate, say divest, say move, but it's still the same thing.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Who's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
She was on his mind. She was up top of mind.
And I'm sitting within a chair with you right now to have this conversation, really just address the fact that I'm absolutely sick of this earth.
We saved the planet. We're saving the planet with record $360 billion to save the planet.
That's why we've got to win this, as that hurricane bears down on Florida. We got to win in the midterms.
No one's building new coal plants because they can't rely on it. We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America.
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
But I think John did very well. Why not debate your opponent?
But we're 6 days out from the election, and our campaign strategy is our campaign strategy.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
You're out of your turn.
We will work together and continue to work together.
Traditional Democratic victory song, which they'll be able to hear in some races coming up tonight. Not many, I don't think, but certainly some. I do think that Governor Newsom in California who is running about 40 points ahead in the polls. I think he's a likely winner as governor of California. But you know what? They have the Lan He Chen race in California, and they have the Rick Caruso race for mayor of Los Angeles. We could have not a Republican mayor, but a former Republican mayor. Rick Caruso changed his registration so he could be a legal candidate in L.A. That's a joke. I mean, of course, you can be a legal candidate in L.A. and still be a Republican. Richard Reardon was actually the best mayor of recent years, and he was someone with a Republican background. The mayor's race in Los Angeles, incredibly close, and between somebody who was a militant liberal progressive, Karen Bass from Congress, against a developer who's put in, some estimates are $100 million of his own money in ads to make it competitive in one of the most left-leaning counties in the state, cities in the state, because he's running for mayor of the city of Los Angeles. We will be speaking also to somebody who says that actually Republicans are doubling down on Trumpism tonight, and Daniel McCarthy in the New York Times says it looks like it's working great. Okay? We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. First of all, Van Jones, who is consistently one of the, I think, the most astute of the progressive voices on TV, he basically ripped the Democrats for the rhetoric they had chosen to use in their midterm messaging. Listen.
A lot of the actual campaigns on the ground were focusing on the economy, but you are correct. I think there was this kind of fool's gold, this idea that you know, the threat to democracy is so severe in the wake of this insurrection, in the wake of these election deniers possibly grabbing control of the government, that that was something that you had to talk about. But you also had to talk about the economy. I think the tragedy here is that the Democrats have something to say on the economy in terms of what Biden has done when it comes to 10 million jobs, what Biden has done when it comes to prescription drug prices, standing up to China on the CHIPS Act, and also the fear of what Republicans will do. If you think it's bad now, I think Democrats should have been saying, wait until Republicans shut down the government to knock out Social Security and Medicare. Wait until prescription drug prices go up. But we didn't focus enough firepower on that issue, and I think it's going to potentially cost us.
Okay, really, does anyone honestly believe, Van, that you could scare people by saying the Republicans are going to shut down the government in order to cut or get rid of Social Security and Medicare? Is that a realistic fear that you're going to be able to gin up? There are some fears. This from a local Fox report, where in guess where there are some voting machine problems at 20% of polling locations in a very populous county in America. Which one? Well, we will reveal all. We'll also be talking with Henry Olson from the Ethics and Public Policy Center and the Washington Post on midterm predictions. And much more about the early election night results. ABC is warning people that the early election night results might not be indicative of the final tallies. It may change dramatically. Now, why would that be? Is that a part of a prelude to a fraud going on? Isn't that what happened last time with President Trump going to bed thinking, well, we're comfortably ahead? It has to do with the order that they count votes. And then there is the whole signatures issue in Pennsylvania. It's not even signatures. You need signatures. But dates, if you don't date your ballot, should it be counted? That is a hot issue already. We will be getting to more coming right up on the Medved Show.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Makes no sense.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, we try to make sense. As of the polls opening this morning, by that time, 42 million Americans had already voted in the midterm elections, which means that there are likely to be as ABC News headlines, early election night results might not indicate final tallies and why that's okay. It may not be okay because people may not react to it well, especially with this story out of Phoenix. Yeah, that's right, Maricopa County, where they've gone through countless recounts. And I know that sounds contradictory, countless recounts, well, about five of them. They had one conducted by a group called Cyber Ninjas, which was privately funded and took up millions of dollars, and they recounted all the ballots by hand. And what they found was that Joe Biden carried Maricopa County, which allowed him to carry the state of Arizona, because it's the biggest by population by far county in Arizona. It's where Phoenix is. And the part of what happened was that they found when they did the recount with Cyber Ninjas that it was the election tabulations had been almost exactly on target, but they had found in the recount about 100 extra votes for Biden. Not enough to make any kind of difference, but the difference would have been on the side of the Democrats and Joe Biden. So today they're saying that there may be some voting machine problems at 20% of polling locations, and this in the midst of two very, very close elections, both the election for governor, where Carrie Lake is running against the Secretary of State, who's in charge of voting. She holds the position. She's in the same position Brian Kemp was in when he ran for governor the first time in Georgia 4 years ago. He was the Secretary of State, and he was running for governor. Hobbs is actually the Secretary of State in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, and she is running for governor against Carrie Lake. And then there's the very close and crucial, could determine control of the Senate, election between Blake Masters, the venture capitalist, and a protege of Peter Thiel and endorsed by Donald Trump. He is running against the incumbent Senator Mark Kelly. And both races for governor and senator in Arizona are considered to be ties. They are very, very, very close, according to the polling. Here is the report from local Fox TV in Phoenix about the problem with the voting machines. Listen.
The machines are having issues. They're spitting the ballot back out. So what you can do, and what they're suggesting you can do, is you can actually fold the ballot up, put it in here securely, and then we will have someone from both the Republican and Democrat side collect the ballots. They will bring them back here to the election office where they will be counted. Those votes will be counted at some point by tomorrow, so we will know that everybody's vote counts. If the ballot, the tabulator are not working, don't panic, right? There is a lot of information. There are many things that you can do if you do not feel comfortable putting it into that little slot, that little box.
Yes, so if our voters have gone through, they've tried to put it through the tabulator, and then our poll workers will direct them to put them down into number three, into that slot. If they choose not to do that, then they can tell the poll worker, I would like to check out. So they would check out of that location, and then they can go to one of the other 222 vote centers around Maricopa County.
Okay, well, the specific addresses and number of locations having issues have not been confirmed. The Maricopa County Recorder's Office says that technicians have been called to fix the precinct tabulator machines that aren't working. And let us hope that by now they are working. And again, some of this has to do with the way this is going to be covered in media. And of course there is bias that you can pick up all the time listening to mainstream media. This is something that was on the Today Show, which began the Election Day coverage with statements that just are clearly meant to influence voters in a Democratic direction. At least it seems that way to me. This is clip 12. Listen.
Welcome back. Well, on this election day, issues surrounding the economy are a top priority for many, many voters.
Yeah, prices and inflation remain stubbornly high, the stock market way down, and there are widespread concerns about a possible recession.
And so many are asking this question, what impact will the midterms have on your money? NBC's Tom Costello joins us with that part of the story. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Hi, guys. Good morning. So, you know, the truth is Congress has really very little, if any, direct impact on things like inflation, on gas prices, which are set globally, or the financial markets. But surveys indicate the midterms could come down to a simple question. Which party do you think is going to help you pay your bills?
Okay, this is... I mean, you have to remind people Congress has very little to do with it. Because basically they have been processing the idea that the Democrats want to talk about abortion and they want to talk about the threat to democracy. Republicans want to talk about inflation and crime. And the idea that Congress has very little impact on what's going on, the Wall Street doesn't think so. And you talk about your money. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up... 348 points. And that's 3 days in a row. It's a huge, huge increase in the stock market. And why is that? Reuters writes, Wall Street climbed on Tuesday during voting in midterm elections that will determine control of the U.S. Congress, with investors betting on a political stalemate that could prevent major policy changes. Okay. So what they are suggesting is that at least a divided government, having the Republicans in charge, certainly the House of Representatives and probably the House of Representatives and the Senate, could block the most irresponsible and threatening initiatives of the Biden administration. And Wall Street trusts that a little bit. But the notion that NBC is trying to advance, that Congress has no impact on your money. It has impact on everything. It has impact on your tax rates, what you pay for taxes. There's a terrific piece in the Wall Street Journal today about the top 10 states in terms of taxes and the bottom 10 states in terms of taxes. And not simply the amount of taxes they ask, but the efficiency and sensibility of the tax systems in those states. So what do you learn from that? We'll get to that one and more coming up later with Matt Bai coming up saying the messaging isn't the Democratic problem. It's reality. Coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think the first thing you'll see is a bill to control the border first. You've got to get control over the border.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, discussing Republicans' top priorities should they take control of the House in the 2022 midterm elections. This as President Biden believes Democrats will win the Senate in the midterm elections. However, he believes the House is a tougher battle. An American aid worker was reportedly shot and killed in Baghdad after his car was ambushed. On Tuesday, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder says he does not believe this person was associated with the U.S. military.
There's no specific concerns out of the standard when we're deployed overseas. And so, again, we'll continue to place an emphasis on force protection.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
There's just one reality left. We are here, and it is now. You get hold of that and hang on to it. You might as well be dead.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, thank you very much for that reminder. There's another reminder appeared in the Washington Post, and it's extremely cogent and very well argued. Matt Bai writes, if you're one of those Democrats who's already complaining that the party is on the brink of disaster because it failed to find the killer message, or didn't talk enough about the promising trends in the economy, or didn't crow loudly enough about all the legislative successes, then I have to tell you, that's just total nonsense. Matt Bai is a contributing columnist for the Washington Post. He writes for the Bylines newsletter at Bulletin.com. He's worked in the past for the New York Times, where he was a chief political writer for the Sunday magazine of the New York Times, and a political columnist for Yahoo News. You've covered six presidential campaigns. Okay, Matt, you're not saying that the Democrats have been doing a great job with messaging. It's just what you're saying is it doesn't matter what the message is. What matters here is the reality of for most Americans. What do you mean by that?
Yes. Hi, Michael. Nice to talk to you. You put it well. I mean, Democrats could always do better messaging. They're not great at it. But there is a tendency in the party to always think that everything boils down to message, and if you could just find the right slogan, you'd be all right. Midterms are referenda, and they're not like presidential campaigns, where I think actually the argument, as I've long argued, the argument in a presidential election is actually quite important. But midterms are referenda, and reality is for the voters right now is a strange confluence of high inflation, rising interest rates, higher gas prices, a lot of disunion, and a lot of cultural tension as well. A lot of it sort of Democratically initiated by Democrats. And so
All of that is the reality for voters every day, and I don't know that there was a message good enough to turn these midterms into an election that was not going to be really painful for the party in power, particularly when you consider that this is going to be the fifth straight president to lose quite possibly both chambers of Congress, at least the House, but be the fifth straight who would lose both chambers of Congress. I think that's probably going to happen. And that's a remarkable trend in American life and politics. We've not seen that before. And so those currents are very strong, and the dissatisfaction of the modern era is very strong.
Yeah, what you note here is that the one exception to that rule was in George Bush's first term. He actually didn't lose votes in the House of Representatives, but in 2006... in the midterms for his second term, he got what I think he called, he said, we got whooped, right? Is Obama had a shellacking, and George W. Bush got whooped.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of remarkable that we consider that a sort of a victory, right? That he had to wait for the second term to lose both chambers. He already lost control of the Senate early in his presidency. But that's the nature of the turbulent time we're living in. I mean, essentially, voters just, we're in a cycle right now, and you and I have talked about this before. I think voters just keep turning out the party in power, and the party that comes into power just keeps on interpreting that election result as a mandate for it to do whatever it wants. And lo and behold, 4 years later or 2 years later, the voters turn around and do it again. So, we are in a stasis of instability, and when you have economic indicators like these, and I think, and Democratic policy that frankly hasn't helped it, you're almost certainly going to have a wave election. I think that's probably what we're looking at. I don't know. Talk to me in a couple of days. Maybe I'll tell you I was completely wrong. I'm not a good predictor, but it feels like a pretty big wave to me.
So why do you think with this wave, this Republican wave in prospect, that President Trump basically announced that he's going to wait a week before announcing his candidacy? They've been widely discussed. He would in Dayton, Ohio. He'd do it last night. What's his thinking?
There's no more futile question in the world. I long ago gave up trying to figure out what Donald Trump was thinking, and when I did try to figure it out long ago, I was wrong. So I'll give him that. So I don't know his mind, and I don't know what he's doing. But I do think most things that Trump does can be, in my view, attributed to getting attention and commanding the spotlight. And he certainly got a lot of attention on the eve of elections by saying he was going to announce. He'll get more attention whenever he does announce, if he does announce. It's all a show. And since we never figure out that it's all a show, we're very easily manipulated in this way.
There's another piece from the Washington Post. It's actually from Jim Garrity, who writes usually for National Review. And it says, here's what to expect on day one of Kevin McCarthy's Republican-led House. Have you read this?
I did see it. I saw it, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, it's an incredibly bold agenda. You mm-hmm. talk about working on a mandate. The first change will be the removal of metal detectors outside the House mm-hmm. chamber, put in place about a week after the violence. The second change will be to open House members' office buildings to the public and no longer require visitors to be escorted by a staffer. It's stuff like that. Does that kind of herald that maybe Kevin McCarthy is being a little bit smart here, trying to avoid some of the overconfidence that other victorious new speakers of the House have tried to mobilize in reinterpreting their mandate as a more significant than it was?
I'm reminded of an insurance commercial I like that sometimes plays during the ball game where the guy is doing a crazy sort of TikTok stunt on the side of the road, and he says, this is going to be seen by tens of people. these are policy changes that will affect tens of people, I don't think Kevin McCarthy has either the ability as a potential speaker or the ability as a politician, frankly, personally himself, to rein in what's coming with a Republican majority. I think this is, you know, my own sense of what I would say to Democrats who are going to feel some despair this week is this is going to be painful for Democrats to watch. This is going to be tough. There's going to be impeachment proceedings and a lot of craziness and a lot of conspiracy theories and government's going to grind to a halt. But at the end of that road is going to be probably the same cycle we were just talking about, which is voters saying, well, we don't want this. We don't want the most extreme, nutty version of the other side. We actually want some governance. And I'm pretty skeptical they're going to get that governance from the kind of Republican candidates who are likely to win office this week. And I say this week because, you know, nothing,
do you really think that
anymore.
Do you really think that McCarthy would allow Jim Jordan, who's going to be chairman of the Judiciary Committee, but that he would allow his colleagues to actually impeach President Biden? And what would they choose to impeach him on?
Well, that's a great question, and they've never said. So I don't know. I don't know that anyone needs an excuse anymore. I think impeachment is just one of these, like, biannual rights we're going to have to deal with now. You could see that coming as far back as the Clinton administration. But I also I'm not sure McCarthy can stop that wave, which is so base-driven, and that's our politics now. It's so driven by the constituencies in the party. But also, he's really shown me, and, you know, I interviewed him many times over the years. You know, I certainly knew him at one time. He's not shown me any place. I have a hard time thinking of any place where he's shown the spine and the steel to stand down his own troops and say, we're not doing it this way. I mean, maybe that's how you get to be speaker, but I've seen nothing that makes me think that faced with that kind of core decision, he's gonna do what he thinks is best rather than what he's being demanded by the party.
And that is fascinating. I actually find it rather chilling. I think one thing that America does not need is another impeachment crisis, but we'll see. Thank you, Matt Bye. His piece is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. The problem, not messaging, reality.
Entertain your brain.
This show is very entertaining.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health.
Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Breaking news on the eve of Election Day, that'd be right now, a legal battle has erupted in one of the most closely watched battleground states, the 2022 midterms. I was reading about this last night because it was already on the verge of breaking out. And I was thinking, this is the dumbest thing in the world. This is embarrassing. It's embarrassing to Democrats. It's embarrassing to Republicans. It's embarrassing to America. Well, here it is. Here's the latest. A Democrat sued yesterday, demanding that undated or incorrectly dated mail-in ballots be counted in Pennsylvania's election, which could end up determining which party controls the Senate. The lawsuit, filed in part by Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman's campaign, there's a juggernaut for you, argues that a provision in state law requiring that mail-in ballots include the date on the outside of the envelopes violates federal law. The suit names the state's 67-county election boards as defendants. The plaintiffs, who also include the campaign arms of the House and Senate Democrats, insist that the date requirement is immaterial and that enforcing it would violate the 1964 Civil Rights Act. The date on a mail ballot envelope has no bearing on a voter's qualifications and serves no purpose, they say in their suit, other than to erect barriers to qualified voters exercising their fundamental constitutional right to vote. This is a 17-page filing. Now, they had some success with this filing before, and then it went right up to the state Supreme Court, and they didn't have a definitive decision. It ended up being 3-3 because the presiding judge died. He had been a Democrat, but he wasn't there. The basic idea here is that Republicans are sort of left in the position where you're wanting to say to potentially thousands of people that if you send in your mail-in ballot, even if it arrives on time, if you haven't written the date out correctly on the envelope, that the vote shouldn't count. And could this conceivably end up being enough votes? I think they say there have been 7,000 of them so far. In a bunch of counties, they are already trying when to correct those ballots. In other words, if the ballot has arrived in time, and then before Election Day, you would be notified by the people who had received the ballot, and they saw that, guess what, the date wasn't correct on the outside of the envelope, then you would have to come in and correct what is on the outside of the envelope so that it counts for you. The difficulty here is I don't think it is a great look for Republicans, frankly, to try to make it more difficult for people to vote. And, again, the idea of the date on the outside of the envelope, even for something that has been postmarked in time and arrived in time, to have this be a determining issue in who controls the upper house of Congress, really? There's still all kinds of questions about how you win in this country. If you ever win definitively anymore without having the other side, whether it's Stacey Abrams or Hillary Clinton or whether it's Donald Trump, the other side claiming that you were rigged. Here was President Trump last night in his big rally in Ohio in Dayton with J.D. Vance. Trump telling the crowd about his sterling political record. Listen. 2.5.
I ran twice, I won twice, and I did much better the second time than I did the first. Getting millions and millions more votes in 2020 than I got in 2016. And likewise getting more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country. So, the first step to saving America is winning an epic victory for Republicans tomorrow. I don't have to say dates anymore.
Okay, and then he had this to say about Nancy Pelosi. No, he wasn't speaking about the attack her husband experienced, where Nancy Pelosi said in an interview that that attack may change her willingness to continue in Congress. It's widely expected that if as expected, the Democrats lose the House, that she would leave Congress, even though she's about to get reelected to her seat from San Francisco. In any event, here's President Trump on Speaker Pelosi.
Pelosi said, please don't call them animals. They're human beings. I said, no, they're animals. Of course, I think she's an animal, too. You want to know the truth? They'll say, oh, what a horrible thing he said about Nancy. She impeached me twice for nothing. Nothing. They'll say, oh, these people, the fakers back there. They'll say, what a horrible thing. He called Nancy Pelosi an animal. Let me tell you, what she does to this country or what she did to the, and the turmoil, and it was all, I used the word yesterday, I shouldn't, my great first lady got very upset. I said, I will never use the word bullshit again. But what she did to us in this country.
Okay, and then there was an inspiring aspect to his speech last night. You've probably heard about it, but you haven't heard it the way that it's released by the Trump campaign. We did not add the music here. They did. Listen.
Not to detract from tomorrow's very important, even critical, election. And I would say, in the strongest way, it's a country-saving election. Specifically including the election of all the people that I'm going to name. I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th, at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. We want nothing to detract from the importance of tomorrow.
Okay, I'm not sure the solemn and inspiring music is something that President Trump needs. I mean, he gets a big response on his speeches anyway, right? Yeah, that's movie music from a political movie, pretty good one, called The Contender. Came out years ago. Okay, President Trump has a lawyer also who, during an interview, her name is Alina Haba, and she issued a warning to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This is Monday night after the president's rally in Dayton. Here's what the president, former president's lawyer, had to say to the about-to-be reelected governor of Florida.
I know a lot of people have opined about Ron DeSantis saying, oh, he'd be a great VP. But he hasn't actually played it that way.
No, I don't think so. And, you know, DeSantis is DeSantis because of Trump.
That's exactly
so right. I can't speak to that because I'm not the... I think I like what DeSantis is doing in Florida, but he needs to stay in Florida.
100%. I voted for him for governor.
Yeah, listen.
The governor.
Just stay where you are. You're doing a great job in Florida.
And I think if he does that, I think he's got a great shot in 4 years to run.
That would be perfect.
Don't jump the gun.
Yeah, don't jump the gun. He's not ready yet. He's not ready yet. You know, he's just gotten his feet wet. And I think that's a problem that a lot of politicians do, and then they jump the gun. Or I think we'll see a couple of people run, maybe that they're running out of time, and they need to make their run right now.
Yeah,
so
that might be true.
Yeah,
I'll be curious
we'll
to see how it plays out.
Again, this all before President Trump's big announcement on November 15th. Wouldn't it be something if he's faking people out on what the announcement is? Because nearly everybody in the world expects that they know. I do think it would be bad for the country if we don't have some space between the verdict and the 2022 election and giving the new Republican Congress a chance to lead and to actually put forth an agenda and enact it and do something before we get fully involved and wrapped up in yet another presidential campaign. So what is likely to happen tonight when they're actually counting the votes? We're going to talk to Henry Olsom about that, columnist for the Washington Post and a fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.